It's time to wind down for the week with our Friday night music feature, and it's Out Lately with Finn Johansson this week, who's in our Wellington studio. Good evening, Mr. Johansson.
Kia ora, good evening, Ms. Hay.
And how has your week been?
Week's been awesome. I have just been having like two naps a day, teaching the kids, doing a little bit of songwriting. Pretty chill.
Two naps a day. What times of the day do you manage to get those in?
Yesterday I cranked 3 till 4, and then I cracked 7 till 10.
But you stay awake all night, really, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit of a night owl. I think that's what's called my chronotype.
Oh, yes, okay. Your chronotype.
So I think I evolved from sentries, you know, the ones who would stay awake to see if there was anybody attacking the village. That was me. It's a little bit of an outmoded use evolutionarily, I'd say.
So what are you doing almost, in those hours?
Well, I'm writing some songs, yeah, and I'm playing some video games. I'm playing this game from 2005 called Fear. It's a shooty game.
Wow. So just as a matter of interest for the insomniacs who are listening, are you doing that because you can't sleep or just because you enjoy being up at that time?
Now, I'll try to make this answer short because, like, when you live in a slightly different way to everybody else, you think about it a lot. But it's like you make art on your own time, right?
Right.
And, well, you know, if you're not fully employed with your art. And so you do it after your jobs, but then there's no one to tell you to stop. And so I think I naturally just pushed it back and back and back, working on the music and stuff. Hence the naps, yeah. So I think naturally I'm probably more of a, like, midnight to 8 in the morning guy, but it's really 3 or 4 till 11 or 12 these days. Has been for 5 years.
Gee.
I'm going to die tomorrow, aren't I?
You could do, yeah. Let's play some music before you do.
Let's play some music.
Dinosaur Jr. is your first track, and it's rockin' good.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Return of the Dinosaur Jr. So this song is called I Ran Away, and it's from the upcoming album Sweep It Into Space, which is the first record that Dinosaur Jr. has a co-producer in Kurt Vile with in. Kurt Vile is co-producing the album. And I don't know, I've never been that much of a fan of Kurt Vile, but sort of the world around him of, like, War on Drugs, Courtney Barnett, now Dinosaur Jr., it's all quite nice. And the track sounds like it was recorded in a ditch, which I really like. And I'm glad that Lou and Jay Maskus can stand to be around each other. You know, like, I feel like Dinosaur Jr. is a bit of a tenuous thing, but yeah, the song feels good. It feels like there's good energy going on. The solo is a classic. It's like every time you think that Jay Maskus flubbed a note or a lick or whatever, he pirouettes into an even cooler lick, which is simultaneously completely left field, but also, I guess, very cognizant of the dialect of the rock guitar solo.
And can you hear Vile on this?
Yeah, he's on the 12 string. And that is where I think he should stay. Just, like, chill out, Vile.
Chill out, Vile. Okay.
Leave it to them.
This is Dinosaur Jr. It's a new single. It's called I Ran Away, featuring Kurt Vile.
I gave it up today. Who could I
RNZ National, that's Dinosaur Jr. and it's a new single called I Ran Away, and the album's coming out April, something like that. Sweep It Into Space, good name for an album.
Yeah, it's great.
So that's got us off to a good start. Now this next band, the name is so good, Pardner.
Yeah, Pardner. First of all, I like bands that are like ER, what do you call that? An adjective or something, or a verb, or that's like an adverb, or a noun. Anyway, ER.
No.
I just did them
so
all.
Confused.
You were meant to say yes at the right one.
Okay, it's a noun.
Anyway, okay, so it's a rock band from San Francisco.
So somebody who pardons is a pardoner.
Yeah. Mm. I tried to Google them and they were like, apparently there's a character in the Canterbury Tales called the Pardoner, which had better search engine optimization than Pardoner, the rock band. So I learned a lot about Schauser.
Schauser?
Is it a hard ch?
What? What do you mean?
Well, maybe I don't even know what I mean. But the Canterbury Tales, right?
Oh, hang on, sorry, I have no... Oh, right, Chaucer.
Chaucer.
Is it Chaucer?
I've only ever seen it written.
Chaucer.
Chaucer. Chaucer, come and slick a steak under Barbie. Chaucer. okay, so this is...
I have to say I was very confused there for a moment.
It's okay. I'm going to put it down to me rather than your comprehension abilities.
Right. Carry on. Pardner.
Cool. Pardner is the band. Donna Said is the song. Came Down Different is the album, which will be released on May 14th. The band, Pardner, born in a dorm room. I mean, the band was born, not the people, in a dorm room. And just as it reaches its most abrasive, it pivots into its sweetest, most poppy moments. And my favourite line from it is, when you got feelings and guitar, you want to trade it for cash.
Here's Pardner and the track Donna Said from the upcoming album Came Down Different.
Falling out of favor.
RNZ National. That's Pardner with Donna Said, and this is Out Lately with Finn Johansson, who's chosen the songs for us tonight. And great song choices this evening, Finn.
Oh, thanks so much, Karen.
Not that they aren't always. So next, this one's really delightful, and also so's the backstory to this particular album.
Yeah, beautiful song. Really cool compilation album. So the artist is Dominic Minix. The song is called Try Again, and it's a track from a compilation that Dominic actually curated. It's called Works on Progress Volume 1, which is a Bandcamp compilation of BIPOC artists, and by the way, has sick cover art.
Sick. It's, shall we tell people who don't know what BIPOC is?
Yeah, it stands for Black and Indigenous People of Colour.
And from out of New Orleans.
Yeah. And the greatest part about this, the tracks that have been released, which is most of them so far, is that they run the gamut real hard, genre-wise. And so there's some sort of soul songs, there's a few hip-hop songs, and there's also, like, emo and, like, what do you call Tame Impala kind of music? Psych pop. You know, there's a whole bunch of random stuff on there. But this one, the songs are really beautiful. I'd say it's like a masterclass in structure. And each instrument, including the vocals, make very minimal shifts in dynamics, and they constantly build over the 4.5 minutes. And it's really rewarding to come back and pick through. Like, there's another quite beautiful little detail. I know that some people are interested in the musical theory side of things, so I put together a chords observation. So the chords go 1, 2, goes to the 2, the minor 2. And if you're interested in chords, I guess you know what that means. And when it resolves to the 1 still keeps the 2 as a sus 2. So it doesn't quite resolve, and it has this beautiful way of relaxing the song, but never quite letting it resolve. Chords.
Very impressive musicality there, Finn.
Thank you.
Okay, let's hear it. This is Dominic Minix and the track Try Again.
Tonight I'm restless, running round my head. Best I can to ensure that I will stand. I'll try again. The sun has risen. Light is more than I can stand. For all I'm given, there's still so much that I demand. My cup is overflowing. I don't want none anymore. I wanna give in. I don't wanna play no more. Too proud, yet I'm too poor to say when. And I'll do the best I can to ensure that I will stand. I'll try. Try again. So take. take your ribbons, run it through your hair. Your clothes of linen make you feel as light as air. Do your silly chores, make it out the door. The sun is beating down. You finally made it out. No more sleeping. And I'll do the best I can to ensure that I was sad. I'll try. I'll try. Try again.
Let's Try Again from Dominic Minix, and it's from the album Works on Progress, Volume 1. Very delightful. Now, this next track is out of the four tracks that you've chosen tonight. It's got to be the best. It's just such a great song.
It's sick. So Serpent With Feet, all one word, uncapitalised, is the project of Josiah Wise. He's an experimental R&B artist, just moved to LA, putting out his sophomore album called Deacon on March 26th. And I think it fits with the other songs because it's a feel-good song, especially maybe the first two songs we covered. But it's a staunch song too in a lot of ways. And not to put words in Serpent With Feet's mouth, but I feel like this is a song about how much of a role empathy plays in romance and how impossible it can feel to love someone who could never understand certain parts of your life. And then it's also about finding someone who can. And I like the bit where it goes, yeah.
Yeah, I jotted that down too. That bit is so good.
Great minds.
And so is the trumpet.
The trumpet.
Approximation.
Literally, those are the two things I wrote down too.
And lyrically, can't love no man till I measured his feet.
Yeah.
How many steps he take to cross the street, it ain't no date if he walked behind me.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, and on that note, how's the weekend shaping up for you? Got any plans?
Well, I'm pretty excited. My girlfriend Annabelle's coming down to town, and so we're going to go to the trampoline park.
Oh, you know, right, yeah. in the daytime hours, we hope.
So hopefully it's open late, you know.
You'll be doing a little bit of boing, 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 bouncing about, will you?
Yeah, totally. I'm not even going to tell you to grow up.
So the trampoline park, having never been to one, is it a bit like a sort of one of those bouncy castle for adults, is it?
Yeah, so picture, I've never been there, I've only ever heard about it. It's been on the list for a while, but picture the floor, trampoline. The walls, trampoline. I haven't heard back about the ceiling yet, but you know what I'm hoping.
It doesn't sound like my idea of fun, particularly if it makes you feel a bit ill.
Yeah, maybe next time that we hang out, we won't go to the trampoline park.
No, we won't go to the trampoline park. But I hope you have a great weekend with Annabelle.
Thank you. Yeah, and you too. I hope you have a good weekend.
I'm not anywhere with Annabelle, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Enough's enough. Thank you, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Always a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
This is Serpent With Feet and the track Same Size Shoe.
Never heard truth come from skinny lips. Never seen fighters with lazy fists. Won't kiss your son if his heart ain't big. Yeah. Can't love no man till I measured his feet. How many steps he take to cross the street? It ain't no day if he walk behind me. Shall I get us some good news? Shall I get us some good news?
tell you that news. Oh, oh, oh. Barbers are late, can I come to yours? Let me play my favorite champ, do you know the chorus? I'm always gonna be from Baltimore. My auntie's right, don't fuck a man. If your shoes are two times the size of your hand. Now that I'm grown, I understand. Tell you that news. Oh, oh, oh.
That's Serpent with Feet and the track Same Size Shoe, ending out lately with Finn Johansson. Before that was Dominic Minix and Try Again, and he also featured Pardner and Donna Said and the Dinosaur Jr. track, which came out a couple of days ago, called I Ran Away, featuring Kurt Vile.